9 stages of shrouding the deceased. Number 1, lighting up joss sticks or frankincense and moving it around the shroud. Number 2, keeping strips of cloth for tying the shroud. Number 3, spreading the shroud. First of all, spread the lifafa, the large piece of cloth. Then izar, the small piece of cloth. And then kameez. For a woman's shroud, first of all, spread the sina band, then the lifafa, then the izar. Then the orni, and then the kameez. Number 4, placing the deceased on the shroud. Place him gently. Sitar must still remain covered. Number 5, writing the first kalima on the chest of the deceased with the index finger and Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the heart. Remember, it must not be written with ink. Number 6, clothing the deceased in a kameez and writing Bismillah on his forehead with the index finger. Number 7, writing the names of Mashaykh on the shroud at the place between the chest and the navel. After clothing a woman in kameez, place her hair on the chest after dividing them into 2 parts. Then clothing her in the orni. Number 8, applying camphor on those body parts on which sajda is performed. Then fold the izar first from the left side and then from the right side. And number 9, lifafa, i.e. the large piece of cloth, first from the left side and then from the right side. In the shroud of a woman, after the large cloth, wrap the sina band first from the left side and then from the right side.
For Farz Ulum and obligatory knowledge, visit www.farzulum.net.